In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Maundy Thursday. This liturgy records three important matters for us and for the church. And Jesus knew he was going to die, but his disciples did not. They did not understand what he was saying. He was trying so hard to tell them. Up to this point, Jesus' ministry had been focused on the people. Everywhere he went, he spoke in parables, he healed the sick, and he tried to teach them all they needed to know about living the Christian life and the pathways to God. But now, at the end of his life, he needed to speak to his beloved disciples on some very important issues. This would be the last time that Jesus would eat with his disciples. And the last things that a person says when they know they're going to die take on very special significance. The Passover meal was prepared, and the disciples were reclining on the floor, as was the customary position for eating at that time. And then Jesus took the disciples completely by surprise by taking a bowl of water and a towel, and he began washing their feet. Foot washing was a regular occurrence in those days. It was the custom to greet guests by washing their feet after they had walked on the hot and dusty roads, and usually it was done by a servant. But on the night in question in that upper room, there was no servant. The disciples were so shocked that Jesus, their master, would stoop to do such a menial task. And Peter was just beside himself. But for Jesus, it was a teaching moment, a valuable lesson in servanthood. The late David Thomas, the founder of Wendy's hamburger chain, was known for his humble service within that multi-billion empire he founded. And when asked what made him so successful, he said, "My MBA." Now, he didn't mean a degree in business administration. He meant a mop and bucket attitude. In other words, no task was too menial for him to tackle. He simply jumped in and got the job done. It is a hard lesson not to be filled with concern for domination over others or position in a hierarchy, but rather to deal with each situation with love and compassion. Jesus wanted to make sure that the disciples would remember him after he had gone. And this part of the story is recorded in Luke's Gospel, where at the Last Supper, Jesus takes the loaf of bread and blesses it and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then, of course, he did the same with the cup. "This cup is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." And the church has done that. It's remembered Jesus in this way as he had asked for the last 2,000 years. And several of the Eucharistic prayers have this opening line. On this very night, when he was handed over to suffering and death. Finally, the day before Jesus was led away, he gave his disciples a command. That is what maundy means, a command from the Latin word. It is not a popular word right now in 2021. People don't like being commanded to do something, even if it is necessary for their safety, their health, and for those around them. Jesus had no such problems. He was dealing with people who would take his command to heart. And the command, to love one another as I have loved you. The importance of love is not new in the Gospel's teaching. But the example Jesus gave is not based on affection or feelings for whomever is receiving that love. We can't be commanded to feel something towards another person, but we can be required to act in certain ways. The love of which Jesus speaks is an attitude that results in action. That is not dependent on feelings or attraction. Think of the Good Samaritan. He was the one of the three on the road to show mercy. It means to do the right thing by a person or persons because they are a child of God, not necessarily because they are worthy. So it is love shown by service. Of course, we sometimes fall a little short of this kind of love, but on the other hand, we need to take pride in the love that we do show. Just look at how this church has responded to the challenges of the past year, to adapt, to support, to faithfully care for God's people in this church. That is God's love in action. No matter what happens in our lives, we are loved unconditionally and eternally, and we obey Jesus' command and share that love with those around us. Jesus loves us with the same kind of love he had for his disciples, and we will never be separated from that forgiveness and grace and the love of God. It is for those who accept it. Amen.